Turn to Proverbs 1 and verse 29. Proverbs 1:29. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. So here the Lord is reiterating his reason for judging the fools that we've been reading about in Proverbs chapter 1. And I think the Lord is doing this for good reason, because it does say in Romans 3 and verse 4, when it says that, what if some did not believe? Shall that make the faith of God without effect? And Paul's answer there in Romans 3 and verse 4 was, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mayest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. So God is going to be justified in his sayings. When God says something, he's going to be proven right. And he will overcome when somebody judges him for something that he's done or something he's decreed. And whenever he decrees that he is going to punish these people in Romans chapter 1, he's going to be justified. And what he's doing here is he's giving an explanation for why the judgment is coming and justifying himself for doing so. And he's reminding them that the calamity that's befallen them, that we read about in verses 26 and 27, and that he's stopped calling and listening, verse 28, and started laughing, verse 26. The reason for all those things is, as he says there in verse 29, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. So it's not his fault, it's their fault. And he is showing them, he's basically doing, I told you so. And we'll get into that in just a second. In verse 22, we read that he pled with them with an outstretched hand, but that they still chose to hate knowledge. They responded, continuing headstrong in their folly. And then they finally turned and called upon God. We remember that. But by that point, it's too late. Whenever they're in adversity and they're really suffering, then they call upon him, but God's not listening anymore. And like I said, this is basically God saying, I told you so. Because he had already told them that they had done these things before. He asked them in verse 22, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? So the initial cry was, stop hating knowledge, stop scorning, stop being fools, and they didn't listen. And now he says, okay, the judgment's coming upon you because you hated knowledge and you didn't choose the fear of the Lord. So he's telling them again why this is happening to them. Sometimes the human nature is that whenever we are in our affliction, we tend to forget and not introspect and look at why the problems are coming upon ourselves because of what we did, and we tend to blame it on the Lord. And this is what we read about in Proverbs 19 and verse 3. Proverbs 19:3. And the Lord's not going to have any of this. The Lord is explaining why these things have come upon these men, and it's not his fault. Proverbs 19:3, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. It didn't say the Lord perverted his way. The man's foolishness perverted it. But he doesn't fret against himself and say, oh, how stupid of me. Why'd I do that? No, he says, Lord, why'd you let that happen to me? You knew I was going to do it. Why didn't you stop me? Right? That's what we do. Instead of turning the attention inward and examine ourselves, we turn the attention heavenward and start blaming it on God. But God has a good memory, and he's quick to remind us whose fault it really is. And that's what he's doing here in verse 29. Now, I want to look at that phrase there, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. And I really want to focus in on that word choose, because I think this is interesting. This is the underlying cause of the fool's hatred of knowledge. Because it says there, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. And if you remember back to Proverbs 1:7, remember what the beginning of knowledge is? The fear of the Lord, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if you don't fear God, you never will make it to that step of gaining knowledge. So it makes sense here that they hated knowledge and that the root of that was because they didn't choose the fear of the Lord. But what I want to look at here is that the fear of the Lord is a choice, right? It says they didn't choose it. So obviously, men can choose to fear the Lord or not, or choose to not fear the Lord. And I think sometimes we think about it as, oh, the regenerate fear the Lord, and the reprobate can't fear the Lord. But it's not quite that simple. It's true the reprobate can't fear the Lord. They don't choose to fear. They have no choice, right? They don't have the capacity and the ability to fear the Lord. But the regenerate, the people that are saved, that are children of God, they can choose to fear the Lord or not choose. And this verse is a proof text for it, right? They did not choose to fear the Lord. Romans 3:18, we don't need to go there, but that does show that the reprobate, the people that are unsaved, that are not chosen by God, says there's no fear of God before their eyes. So they can't do it. But it's not the case with the regenerate. They can. But sometimes we choose not to. And one good example of this is in Proverbs 16 and verse 6. This is how you can know if you have chosen to not fear the Lord. Because if you have not, if you've chosen to not depart from evil, anytime you look at a sin and decide, you know what, I'm just going to do that. I know I shouldn't, but I'm just going to do it because I want to do it. You have chosen, in that extent anyway, to not fear the Lord. Because if you really feared God, you'd think, you know what, I want to do that, but I'm really afraid of what God's going to do to me. But whenever you just put away that fear and go ahead and do it anyway, then you're guilty of what we're looking at there in Proverbs 1:29. Proverbs 16 and verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So if you choose not to depart from evil, you've chosen not to fear the Lord. And we have the choice, right? But with the choice comes culpability. And if you do choose not to fear the Lord, then you've also chosen to accept the desolation and the punishment that is going to surely attend to it, right? So the choice is ours, but there's two things that are connected in that choice. If you choose one, you will get the other. If you choose not to fear the Lord, you will get the punishment that's coming. And then that brings us to Proverbs 1 and verse 30.